You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Good morning to you. It's Tuesday, in case you haven't looked at your calendar. Mike McNamara here. This is All Marine Radio, in case you haven't looked at your phone or your computer, however you're listening. So good morning to you. Hope you're doing good. Excuse me. Somebody sent me an email. Mac, I didn't hear you mention anything about the women's national team. Yeah, I'm kind of against the women's national team. Yeah, I know. What? Exactly. The whole Megan, what's her face? Don't dig that chick. Colin Kaepernick's twin sister? Yeah. So, kind of left me cold. Then the whole start of, yeah, I ain't going to the White House, all that. I mean, really? You're representing the nation. You know? How about, you know what, there's a time and a place for that discussion. It's certainly not while we're playing, and maybe later. I can tell you what I think about that. You know, the whole kneeling for the national anthem thing, you know, it's just so. And then on top of that, not to be too anti-women's national team, they run it up, which is perfectly acceptable to do when you have a goal differential as a tie breaker in your bracket in the initial round. So, but the celebration thing, at some point when we score 13 goals, right, it's like, hey, let's dial that stuff down, okay? No need to rub their faces in it. We're going to rub their face in it enough when we run the score up, but we can defend that, okay? But it's a little bit unseemly when everybody acts like it's the first time they've ever scored. So let's act like we've done this before. Okay, girls? All right. So that's really what the, that's what a coach should say. And, I didn't watch a second, honestly, I didn't watch a second of it. Didn't really care about it. So sorry about that. So I'm not anti-U.S. women's national team. Like, yeah, I think it's great they won and all that. The other thing about equal pay, you know, if the revenue's equal, then they should get paid equal. If the revenue's not equal, then they shouldn't get paid the same. It ain't the same, right? That's like equating the WNBA saying, hey, we play basketball, we want to get paid like the men do. Yeah, well, guess what? You don't have the same TV contract, you don't have the same attendance. So saying that we want to get paid the same when there isn't a demand for your product is kind of... So if you want to get paid the same, play in the NBA. Ooh. Yeah, well, that ain't going to work. Okay, then you... Now, here's what should be the same. And I haven't dug that far into this issue, so I don't want to say I will feign ignorance, but I will... If the percentages aren't the same of those contracts, if that isn't the same, then we got a problem. Okay? Then we got a problem. So, yeah. So, anyway. Yeah, I did not watch the second. First of all, I'm not a soccer guy. Okay? I never played it. Patrick played it in high school. The other kids played it because all kids play it now, right? When they're little, before they could do anything else, they can play soccer. So you put their, so you put their asses in soccer now, and you get to watch that craziness. So anyhow, yeah. And I mean, I'll tell you what, I learned to watch the beautiful game in Iraq. Believe it or not, in 2004. We would have, I think it was CNN International on, and sometimes we would find out about events that happened that we should probably have, no, I wouldn't say that. I mean, you find out about different things different ways, and we would certainly find out about things that were happening in Iraq or around our area of operation via the TV. And there's a funny story about... Who was it? I want to say it was like 22nd Mew. So the news comes on, and one of CNN's minions is out there, and he's talking about 2,300 Marines and sailors are on the move this morning as part of Operation, and there was some name, in the Triangle of Death. Wait a minute, we own all the Marines in the country, like, what's the Triangle of Death? We've never heard of that. And so we called down there, and we're like, hey man, we just saw on TV that you guys are, like, doing, like, some, like, thing. What's going on? Oh, that. No, it's just normal. It's just our ongoing op. So nothing's new. No, what'd the guy say? Oh, he talked about the Triangle of Death. Oh, yeah, that's what our PAO named it. Because it's kind of a triangle. So he calls it, yeah, the Triangle of Death. We're like, okay, you can go back to sleep now. Don't be naming shit like that. But then other times you would see something going on adjacent to you. So anyway, CNN International did not have programming 24/7. In the wee hours of the morning, they would put on, European League soccer, football. And I learned, it would be on, so you'd be sitting there working or doing something. You'd watch it for a few minutes and then go back to what you were doing. But I learned it was the pattern of play very much like soccer, like hockey. Which I could relate to, and I obviously saw the very very high level of skill that is resident in the European top leagues in Europe, and so I learned to appreciate it a little bit, but that's as far as it got, I'll watch on occasion, but yeah, Megan, whatever her face is, Yeah, girl with the blonde hair, short, that girl. Yeah, she was the captain, right? I don't like her. So, and then, like I said, the whole discussion of, you know, not going to the White House. I mean, they haven't even won yet, right? Might you dial that back while our national team's playing and you're wearing the colors of the country? But no. The answer is no. I've got to say, I've got to promote my brand. I've got to, all that bullshit. Like, again, it's why I stopped watching the National Football League. And so, So sorry about the women's national team in the news. Let me tell you what we're going to do on the show today. Jeff Zulowitz is going to join us. He a writer for Navy Times, so we're just going to join us at about 9:05 Pacific time, and we will go ahead and talk about the state of the Navy and get his thoughts on the CNO elect, already approved by the United States Senate, abruptly resigns over the course of the weekend, and leaves the Navy. It just seems like an endless stream of bad news for the Navy. Now, what's the saying? You will reap what you sow. So, is that years and years of too much attention to social issues and not enough attention to training and operational issues? Is that why the littoral combat ship runs into a moored vessel in Montreal Bay? Is that why that happens? I mean, so it's just this endless seeming stream, the Gallagher court-martial. Again, my own opinion is, I don't think, given the evidence, they may not have had enough to convict him. I would say this, right? Anybody who's with any experience that looks at that says, that guy's got a problem. If he did any of that stuff, any of it, much of it by his own admission, if he did any of that, he's got a problem. And yet what happened at the end of the day is we closed down on our own. We lied for our own, right? And the people that lied won. You can have a Navy lieutenant go get court-martialed for obstruction of justice. Be interesting to see how that goes. But it's just constant, you know, SEALs indicted. One of them already pled guilty and is under investigation again, right, in the whole Mali incident, right? He's now under investigation. There's an ongoing investigation. We've talked about it here before, in that he approached the wife of the Green Beret that he helped kill. He approached her wearing a costume at an event, I believe over Halloween. So it's gross, you know? It's gross. And so, but it's this endless stream of headlines that plagues the Navy. I mean, honestly, it's a shit show. And you're looking for them to do good things. Because let me tell you, the lead agency in a fight against Iran will be the Navy. We may conduct, you know, if we ever got into a shooting match. I mean, same thing with the Chinese. Lead agency is going to be the Navy. And woe be to them if they don't have their shit in one sock. All the technology in the world will not save them if it does not work. If they cannot do what they're supposed to do, that means more people are going to die. We know that, right? We know that from our experience. When you're less disciplined, when you're less operationally capable, and that's all one continuum, more people are going to get whacked. And in Navy terms, when that stuff happens, I mean, you lose them in bunches. Not one season, not one guy going to lose a leg because of an ID. You know, might you lose a ship? Might you lose a crew? Might you lose a section of that? And so, anyway, so Justice Zulowitz, who's a great writer for Navy Times. He's going to join us this morning, and we're going to talk about that. So, anyway, good morning to you. The United States Marine Corps ban makes this day official. Good morning. Dedicated to the United States Navy, with the hope that they get their shit in one sock. So, boys and girls, the rest of us got our fingers crossed, but you need to kind of take a hard look. You need to take a hard look at what you're doing, and you got to get back to work. You got to stop being a social program and care more about everybody's holistic experience. And you got to get to the work of sailing ships, right? Being ready to kill bad guys and do the nation's work.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shy.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. <clears throat> But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore. So, young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain. It's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose. So you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the core, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful, and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran, or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Time for us to check the weather here on a Tuesday morning. Weather's been nice. Out here anyway. Alaska is evidently pretty hot. Yeah, I saw that. Weather that was occupying Quantico yesterday has moved through, so Quantico in the D.C. area, back to normal. All right. Around Marineland, on a Tuesday, mostly sunny and 80 in Quantico, clouds in 84 at Camp Lejeune, sunny and 80 in 29 Palms, clouds in 69 at Camp Pendleton, Camp Smith in Hawaii, dark cloudy in 80. Okinawa, dark cloudy in 82. In Iraq, sunny in 106. Tomorrow it's going to be sunny in 113. And on Thursday, it'll be sunny in 115. Yep. But it's a dry 115, just so you know. Where do sinkholes come from? That's just like, it come from the devil down in the center of the earth? Is that where that comes from? Alright, in Afghanistan, it is clear, dark, and 97 degrees. At the home of All Marine Radio, the beautiful Costa Mesa, Newport Beach area of Southern California. Right now, it is cloudy and 68 degrees already. It's kind of odd, okay? So, since I watch the temperatures every day, if you have a relatively analytical brain, you see things. So it's cooler right now, 80 degrees in 29 Palms. So you would think it would be cooler in along the coast, but it's not. It's warmer on the coast, which is a bit of a contradiction. It doesn't happen like that. 68 degrees, looking for a high of 75 today, 77 on Wednesday, and 78 on Thursday. So Continued cool weather here in Southern California, unseasonably cool. And as long as it's above 70, we can deal with that. All right, that is a that's a look at your weather here on a Tuesday. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll check news headlines as we get rolling. Jeff Zulowitz coming up. I'm curious to get his thoughts on kind of the state of the Navy. What does this say about an organization? Is it anything more than maybe these high-profile cases? Is that just what it is? It's, you know, sometimes it goes bad for, you know, a couple years. Or is this a sign of something, you know, greater that they need to be, that the Navy should be very, very concerned about? That they should be very concerned about, and this is, they're now reaping the benefits of not paying attention to discipline and quote-unquote core values at the expense of, you know, you can be you and you know, and all the rest of the social part that seems to overtake the United States military at times. So we'll talk to him about that. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in the crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but
but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Oops, and that's not supposed to be like that. All right, so stand by. Let me unscrew myself.
I want to walk into a cold, bitter ocean, feel the sting of letting go of all hope and so be made. This heartbreak. I wanna drive fast till I break down in nowhere, so I can finally cry these tears when I reach there. I scream, yeah, I let it all out.
All right, we'll check the news now, and there's a bunch of us. Yeah, bust open Stars and Stripes. Start there, man. You can go there for a while. But so we will. Top headline, Edwards Air Force Base towers damaged. That's easily get a portable one in there. Not a problem. Going to get warm out there, boys and girls. And crews are assessing China Lake's facilities, right? And, again, that's a big concrete strip, right, those runways. So when the earth starts shaking, that's not a small deal. That's a big deal. Because you don't need much to put a fairly big crack in that thing and whatnot. So anyhow, so that in the news this morning. Ross Perot passed away. I thought he was dead. I know that's terrible of me to say, but self-made billionaire, Navy veteran, and patriot. His run for presidency, for the president's office here in the United States, probably case is made that he got Bill Clinton elected twice. That's right. He got Bill Clinton elected twice. So, yeah, Ross Perot. He died after a 5-month battle with leukemia. He was 89. Perot made his money when he founded Electronic Data Systems, and then the Perot Corporation. 26 years after he started Electronic Data Systems in 1962, he started Perot Systems Corporation. Diagnosed with leukemia in February, and then a massive secondary infection killed him. I'm trying to find out what he did in the Navy. Interesting things about him. He started delivering newspapers, the Texarkana Gazette, when he was 8. He attended Texarkana College before entering the U.S. Naval Academy in 1949. Met his wife on a blind date. She's from Baltimore. In his autobiography, he said he had never had more than one pair of shoes and three or four sets of underwear at any time in his life. Well, this July, Forbes estimated his wealth at $4.1 billion, making him the 478th richest person in the world. Yay, well, he cracked the top 500, huh? But again, yeah, the article's like, like longer than hell. Now I'm just scratching through it to see if he talks about his run for the presidency. And changed the course of American history. Ross Perot, not too many people can say they did that, but Ross Perot certainly can. So he passed away at the age of 89. Another interesting story. SEALs who testified against Gallagher say case exposes cracks in the military justice system. I've been reminded by a number of people that, hey, Mac, you know, Gallagher was a corpsman in 1-8 in Fallujah in 2004. I did not know that. But I figured I would pass that along to you. So that's his background. This story comes out of the San Diego Union-Tribune. All right? The headline is, SEALs who testified against Gallagher say case exposes cracks in the military justice system. Top paragraph says this. The morning after he was, and this is written by Andrew Dyer, San Diego Union Tribune. The morning after he was found not guilty of murdering a wounded enemy prisoner in Iraq, Navy SEAL Chief Petty Officer Eddie Gallagher spoke on Fox and Friends about his advice to incoming SEALs. Now listen to this. And I've talked about this, the exact wrong thing, right? You are to watch your brother's back. He's there to watch your back. You just stay loyal. And that's exactly what happened in that case. The truth? Not so much. Not so much. At the end of the day, when you're granted immunity, the lesson is, use your immunity, lie, so you won't be prosecuted, and then save one of your brother. One of the members of his platoon who testified for the prosecution said after the trial he thought the case exposed flaws in the justice system. There was a crack that's been exposed, I'd say, but I don't know if that's unique to the military. The system isn't perfect. We've got to respect what happened. He spoke to the San Diego Union-Tribune on the condition of anonymity because threats that he has received while testifying. One obvious crack is the testimony of Petty Officer Corey Scott, who in every statement leading up to it told one account, and then when he got on the stand told a completely different account. His testimony was stunning inside the courtroom. Prosecutors accused Scott of lying. This is from Gary Barthel, a military attorney. I don't know him. Says he spent 20 years in the Marine Corps, 16 as a JAG lawyer. Typically, when somebody gives someone a grant of immunity, they know what they're going to testify to. There's the problem the Navy command has in prosecuting this witness. You have a jury who found Gallagher not guilty. You have to presume they found the witness's testimony credible. If that's the case, then he didn't commit perjury. Well, what about all his previous statements, though, that he signed? Are those not any, are those not any indications? Another SEAL who testified against Gallagher said afterwards he didn't blame Ziplack for attempting to find the leak. All right, this is the whole leak thing, right? Ziplack was just being aggressive, the SEAL said. We had a reporter call up my friends and say, you better talk to me or I'm going to put your names in the paper. I don't blame Ziplack at all. And that was the whole putting a bug in an email and finding out where the stuff was coming from. One SEAL who testified said he has obtained a permit to carry a concealed firearm due to death threats. Another assigned to the elite SEAL Team 6 said that coming forward would likely mean they won't be deployed again. So you attempt to tell the truth and it ends your career. It ain't supposed to be that way. When people see something they think is wrong, they typically will report it, he said. This case certainly casts doubts on that premise. And there's discussion whether the case should have even been brought altogether. One attorney, based on what happened in the preliminary hearing, where the hearing officer determined there was probable cause, that's part of the process. People saying this shouldn't have been prosecuted don't understand the military justice system and are not giving the people or the process the respect they deserve. And the process isn't over. Gallagher's platoon commander, Lieutenant Jacob Portier, is charged with a number of offenses connected to the Gallagher case, including conduct unbecoming and failure to report a war crime allegation. Many of the witnesses who testified during Gallagher's trial are expected to testify in Portier's trial. So, that in the news. A Marine veteran is going to challenge Mitch McConnell. Amy McGrath, combat aviator who narrowly lost a House race to an incumbent Republican in Kentucky, has set her sights on even more formidable target, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. So, she's going to take on the majority leader of the United States Senate. Quote, I felt somebody needs to stand up to him. McGrath, who reprises one element in her video that announced her candidacy, pointedly noting that when, as a 13-year-old girl, she wrote to McConnell to make the case that women should be able to fly in combat, the senator never wrote back. Anyway, so good luck to Amy McGrath. That's a pretty hefty chunk you've chosen. Let me tell you, I'll tell you this. Without a wedge issue, and I'm not sure she has one, running against incumbents is bad business. Unless somebody else will pay the bill for you. I did it once and learned a valuable lesson. Not telling you you shouldn't do it, but yeah, incumbents, they run on the inside part of the track. You don't. You don't. And so, they have a machine, they have the whole apparatus, and they have people that are vested in keeping them in office, and you're an upstart. So you have to have a wedge issue. Next story. I told you there's a ton of news today, for whatever reason. U.S. drones make temporary move to the Black Sea. Yeah, what? Air Force unmanned aircraft are flying out of a temporary camp in Romania, a move that puts intelligence gathering capabilities close to the Black Sea as tensions between U.S. partners and Russia continue in the region. The shift south for a group of MQ-9 Reapers was prompted by construction at their main operating base in northwest Poland. U.S. Air Forces in Europe said. Right. An unspecified number of personnel and support equipment have relocated with the Reapers to Camp Turzi Air Base at the center of Romania, while the runway is worked on at Miroslavic Air Base. I don't know. There's the Poles, man. They put a lot of consonants in words. They're really tough to pronounce. Which lies about 100 miles east of the Polish Baltic seaport of... How do you pronounce this? S-Z-C-E-C-Z-I-N. Zessen? The temporary relocation is conducted with full cooperation of our NATO ally, Romania, said the United States Air Force. So, yeah, suck on that, Vlad. You don't like us? We don't like you. Listen to this story, right? This is under the broad heading of, I can fix a lot of things, I can't fix stupid. Two U.S. Marines arrested on suspicion of smuggling undocumented Mexican immigrants. Both members, well, both based, at, all they say is they're members of United States Marine Corps stationed at Camp Pendleton. Lance Corporals Byron Darnell Law II and David Javier Salazar Quintero. Both were arraigned yesterday in federal court on charges of transporting undocumented immigrants for financial gain. Accused of taking jobs from quote-unquote recruiters and following instructions from unknown people in Mexico to make extra cash on the side. Talks about the number of U.S. troops both in Texas and in Arizona and California that have been caught doing this. Each previous case has largely followed the same path. A small group of immigrants is shepherded into the backseat of a car. The troops are caught during a traffic stop or at a routine checkpoint. In this case, the Marines fell under suspicion on July 3rd after a Border Patrol agent saw a black vehicle momentarily park in the dirt median of Interstate 8, which runs between San Diego and Yuma, near Jacumba Hot Springs. The Border Patrol agent then went to look where the vehicle was parked. He spotted footprints in the dirt, seemingly leading to the car, according to the federal complaint. He thought the footprints might belong to migrants. The agent radioed his colleagues to look out for the black BMW, and in a matter of minutes, the Marines were pulled over and asked for their papers. The three men in the back seat, each from Mexico, admitted they were in the country illegally, according to the complaint. In interviews with authorities, the Marines appeared to blame each other. Yeah, this is your basic no-shitter. Law said Salazar Quintero, who offered him the job of picking up the undocumented immigrants, Salazar Quintero told agents that Law was the one who introduced him to the world of smuggling jobs, saying that he met the quote-unquote recruiter through Law. Sometimes he met the recruiter at a bedding store called Between the Sheets, Salazar Quintero said, according to the complaint. Sometimes they met at the recruiter's apartment. On four occasions, Salazar Quintero said, the recruiter sent him to Jacumba Hot Springs to pick up immigrants, with the first trip being a bust. On July 2nd, Law and Salazar Quintero called to ask, Law said Salazar Quintero asked if he'd like to make $1,000 to pick up an undocumented immigrant along Interstate 8, drop him off at a McDonald's parking lot in Del Mar, California. Law said he agreed. To find the immigrant, Salazar Quintero took directions from a man in Mexico since he spoke Spanish and located him on the shoulder, the complaint said. They finished the job but did not get paid for it. So they set out for another job the next day, Law said, and this time Salazar Quintero said the contact promised they would be paid. Instead, they got arrested. the three immigrants, this is kind of interesting as an aside, that the two tried to smuggle into the United States, each expected to pay $8,000 to be smuggled into the United States, although it's unclear who they were paying. And then it goes, then the article goes into, and this is where it gets stupid, right? Just recent cases where military service members who've been stationed near the border have been caught doing this kind of stuff. In 2014, Army Private Eric Alexander Rodriguez tried to slink through a Border Patrol checkpoint in uniform with two undocumented immigrants tucked under a bed sheet and his military jacket in the back seat of his Chevy pickup truck. Rodriguez and three other soldiers at Fort Hood were ultimately sentenced to between 5 years probation and 20 months in prison for their roles. 20 months in prison, that's almost 2 years. Last November, a National Guardsman who had gone AWOL, Army term, UA, in the Marine Corps, turned up during a traffic stop near San Diego, allegedly trying to smuggle three Mexican immigrants over the border for $400 in cash. They were found hiding beneath a blanket in the back seat. In 2017, a soldier from Fort Bliss, Fort Bliss is in El Paso, Texas, was sentenced to 15 months in prison for trying to smuggle two undocumented immigrants in the back seat while crossing a Border Patrol checkpoint near Fayfuras, Texas, about 80 miles north of the border. A man offered Joseph Edmund Cleveland and another soldier $1,500 to pick up the immigrants and drive them from a trailer home in South Texas through the checkpoint and up to Houston. So, again, I can fix a lot of things. I can't fix stupid. A new commander will oversee Marine forces in Europe and Africa. I've never even heard the guy. Right? Major General Russell Sanborn. Don't know who he is. Now, that would normally tend to mean he's an aviator, but I don't know that for sure. All right, top stories in Marine Corps Times, and then we'll check the top five in early bird. Marine Corps is offering big bucks, all right, for ground combat Marines in 2020. Okay, the bonus system. Some of these bonuses are crazy. First-term sergeants laterally moving or reenlisting in the 0365 squad leader job field can expect to pocket $57,000 in a bonus if you reenlist. The bonus is part of the squad leader development program, and infantry Marines, machine gunners, mortarmen, assault men, anti-tank gunners who agree to remain in the operational forces for 48 months are eligible. That means you're deploying for 4 years in order to get the $57,000. Marines who accept the squad leader development program are not eligible for the 72-month lateral move bonus kicker. Grunts, 0311 corporals and sergeants are eligible for a $20,000 bonus if they remain up to 4 years and agree to stay in the operational force for 3 to 4 years. A first-term sergeant could earn up to $28,000 with this option. So this is all part of a program, and you've seen it. You've seen other things like, you know, you can't become a grunt until you're, you know, 26 or on your second enlistment or something like that, right? Marine sergeants moving into the counterintelligence and cyber defense field are eligible for a nearly $90,000 bonus with a 72-month lateral move incentive. Marine sergeants wishing to join PSYOPs can pocket $75,000 with the same 6-year commitment. Yeah. Good deal or bad deal? 6 years, long time. 6 years. So that's one. I'm kind of interested in the whole cleanup of special places at Camp Pendleton. So at some point I'll probably I might see if Montana Man wants to come on. He's Regimental XO. He's Regimental XO at 1st Marine Regiment. And so, you know, involved in stuff like that. And get his thoughts on it. Controversial changes to the GI Bill transfer rules delayed until next year. I like that. All right. Defense Department officials will delay a controversial proposal limiting troops' ability to share their GI Bill benefits with spouses and children after complaints from advocates and lawmakers that the move could hurt recruiting and morale. In a letter to lawmakers last week, Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness James Stewart said the move will be pushed back 6 months to January 2020. The changes have been set to go into effect later this week. Stewart said only the delay was designed to allow implementation of the changes and not a reconsideration of the decision. So we'll see. Congress expressed, and let me just tell you, if you're going to make a career of the military, you're left out of this. You can no longer, you know, this is designed to be a reenlistment benefit and not a benefit for everybody, right? Military officials announced plans to change education benefit rules to block troops with more than 16 years of service from transferring their post 9/11 GI Bill benefits to their children. You want to know why? Because too many of them are using it. So we want to give you benefits that you won't use, or only a limited number of you use. Right? We don't want everybody to be able to do it. It's too expensive. Yeah. That's how bullshit that is. So, caught my eye. Judge refuses to toss a corruption case against Representative Duncan Hunter. We've been following the case. He honestly, Duncan Hunter, man, that guy needs help. It's playing out in public and it's not very pretty. There's something else that happened in that case recently. This is another article in Marine Corps Times, Military Times. Why gambling addiction among active duty troops may pose a national security risk. Right? I can tell you why. Because you're heavily in debt. Somebody offers to give you money, but I need you to do one thing for me. That's how that conversation works. In another story here in Marine Corps Times, the President says that the next 4th of July parade is going to be even better. There you have it. Like that, like nobody saw that one coming. Top story. Congress returns to budget stalemate. They cannot do this. They cannot do this. All right. Lawmakers returning to Washington, D.C. this week are in a race against the clock to reach a budget deal to ease statutory spending caps and avoid a government shutdown starting on October 1st. This sequestration shit, man. Again, there should be, like states have enacted, and California is one of them. If you don't do your job, you don't get paid. Everybody gets sent home. And they don't do their job. And they continue to show up and they get all their benefits, they get all their money, and they don't do their job. And I don't know, you know, there is no, other than amending the Constitution, which I guess would be a way we could have a national referendum on something. But in most states you can get a proposition on the ballot. You know, not so easy at the federal level. Next article, number 2 in the top 5 this morning. Who's the next Navy CNO? Considered the front runners are Admiral John Aquino, Admiral James Fogo, and Admiral Chris Grady. So, anyway, we'll talk about the Navy here in a few minutes. Number 3 in the in the early bird this morning. Two Marines arrested, faced charges for smuggling undocumented immigrants for financial gain. Number four, Germany rebuffs U.S. request for ground troops in Syria to fight ISIS. First of all, German troops don't fight wherever we go. Okay, they do other things, right? They go to the most peaceful part of a sector and they hang out. That's the way we do it. Any place that's a violent place, yeah, that's where you see American or British troops. That's the way it goes. So Germany said no. Shocker. They probably don't have the troops to send. Number five, baby's death at a babysitter's house on Hawaii base now considered a homicide. Now this happened aboard a Navy base, and it has to do with unlicensed daycare providers. And this particular one had been repeatedly closed down, and now the case has been classified as a homicide, cause of death, unattended death. So that's not a very good story. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Jeff Cezulu is going to join us. We're going to talk about the state of the Navy. So don't touch that dial. He's extremely interesting. Writer, always got good stuff to say. And so again, whatever you do, don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.